no time to lose. Is the U.S. blowing its best chance at mass vaccination before the virus asserts its dominance? 20 million. That was the number of Americans who were supposed to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by now. Instead, just under 5 million people have received a shot, and 17 million doses have been shipped to the states and other jurisdictions that are distributing them to hospitals, doctors, and pharmacies. There is a complete lack of federal leadership, and it's just horrifying, says Dr. Tom Frieden, a former director of the CDC. We heard it's our job as Operation Warp Speed to deliver vaccines to states. Then it's their job from there. But that's not how public health works in the U.S. As it is, state and local health departments are struggling to implement an unprecedented mass vaccination program while also managing a surge in new COVID-19 cases. Some 200,000 daily for many days in December and January, and record-breaking numbers of hospitalizations. Shrinking budgets have left some states scrambling to find the staff and expertise needed to stand up a complex system of receiving, storing, distributing, tracking, and administering vaccine doses, not to mention educating the public about the shots and monitoring their side effects. Early on, there was talk at the federal level that states don't need money. They are like pass-throughs for this stuff. It's going to be the healthcare systems that are going to do the vaccinating, says Chris Ayersman, director of infectious diseases at Minnesota's Department of Health. States and localities have a really, really big lift. Some of the shortfall may be a reporting lag as states learn new tracking systems, but there clearly are real problems. In Texas, data entry issues led officials to overestimate the number of available doses, leaving unvaccinated many healthcare workers in the first group of eligible people who wanted the shot. Health officials in Lee County, Florida, decided to do without an online appointment system and offer limited vaccines on a first-come, first-served basis, which prompted elderly people to wait overnight, some up to 7 hours, to get their shots.